This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I am Danny Myers. This is a series, the What's Hot in, or the Behind the Curtain is a series that Alon Fong and I are doing individually. So I'm on this one right now with the lovely Miss Parker. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
I'm excited that I get to talk to you today because you're you're in Miami actually as we're recording, so you've got nice and warm weather and all that exciting stuff.
Oh yes. Well, so, I mean, warmer. Yesterday was kind of cold, but I mean, okay.
What's cold for Miami?
I don't know. I'm not from here. I mean, I'm always cold. So if it's below 60, I don't like it.
Okay.
You're from Michigan. You're used to the cold. I'm like, I don't care. I still don't like it.
Yep. True. So we're going to talk a little EDIs today. That's the Exotic Dancer Invitationals, and because you are competing in this. But before we talk about the EDIs, one of the things that really fascinates me about you is your social media. You have got one of the more creative, you might be the most creative of all of the features, because you do this little thing, because you travel a lot. And I have to ask you about these bathroom selfies that you do in the ladies' rooms of the airports. So you tell me about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it all started one morning. I was tired. I had like a 5 a.m. flight and I was in the bathroom. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take a picture of my butt for shits and giggles and post it. And, I got a whole bunch of likes and everyone thought it was funny. So I'm like, I'm just going to roll with it. And I'm seriously surprised it hasn't become an annoyance because everyone gets excited and they're like, when are you posting another one? Or like, it's been a while. And I'm like, well, I'm not in an airport bathroom every day.
Yeah. Well, they are good. And I don't know if I enjoy the butt picture or the person in the background picture. I mean, now I see, like, because, you're a girl and you can get away with this stuff. Being a guy, if I were to walk into the men's room of an airport, pull my pants down and take a picture of my butt, I'd probably get arrested. But being female, you can get away with it. And I love the reaction of the people in the background. You have got some people that are just all smiles and think it's really cool. And then you've got some Karens.
Yes, I love the reactions, too. And I love when everyone, like, points them out. There's been a few that I have tried my hardest to get them in there because the way they were staring at me was just, it was amusing. Yes. Let's just put it that way. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to, and I don't want to make it too obvious for, I mean, you know, privacy reasons, but
yeah.
Yeah. So.
But nobody has ever called security on you, correct?
No. Knock on wood. Don't say that. Okay, look at this. When I was coming back home from Tampa, I was in the airport and they were having issues running my ID in the machine.
Okay.
And the guy stopped and he's like, hold on, I gotta take this over here. I started freaking out. I thought they caught me. Like, oh. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, did they, like, did somebody say something? Did they, you know, did they finally, like, oh my gosh, this girl's causing issues. We're going to stop her and say something to her. But no, it was all good.
Okay. So now we'll talk about the EDIs. And for those of you who do not know, EDI stands for Exotic Dancer Invitational. This is a best of the best showgirl competition that's put on by Exotic Dancer Publications and Dave Manick. They have two of these. They have one in Dallas, two every year, that is. They have one in Dallas and one in Huntsville, Alabama. You are going to be performing in Huntsville, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm super excited.
Now, last year you competed at Huntsville and you won first place, the Showgirl East competition. And so this year you get to go back and try it again. So I'm curious, does already winning this, does this make it more difficult or is it easier?
I mean, no matter what, it's always going to be difficult because you always want to perform your best. You never know who the judges might be, and you don't exactly know if they're going to like your theme. So no matter what, it's always, there's lots of pressure.
You're not going to tell me what your theme is, are you?
Nope.
I know. Top secret. Nope. Not going to say. Nope. I already know that.
But it's going to be good. Let's just say I'm going to throw it back a little bit. That's all. Ooh, I'm going to say.
Throw it back a little bit. Could it be like Grease Lightning? Could it be Betty Boop? We're thinking. Okay. My mind will go low everywhere. But I will find out because I'll be down there watching you. So you have done EDIs before. You have done other competitions before. You did Stripper Olympics and won that. So you're kind of established in competitions. Let me ask you, for all of the starlets, those are the newcomers that are in this, because there's two categories, there's showgirls and there's starlets. For the starlets out there that are doing this maybe for the first or second time, do you have any advice that you would give them to maybe help motivate them or what to expect?
I would tell them that if they have any questions, to reach out to an established showgirl feature and ask them. I'm always open. My inbox is open. If you have any questions, maybe you want to be like, hey, I mean, we get really, we don't really like to discuss our shows to a lot of people, especially during competitions, but it's always good to have someone there to kind of talk about it with, just to make sure, like, does this sound good if I'm going to go with this idea? So I'm always there. Have fun. Don't forget to have fun. As stressful as it is, you got to remember to have fun. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not having fun, it's going to show. So have fun with it. No matter how many times you practice, it's never going to go 100% how you want it. So don't stress the small things. Even though easier said than done, because I stress out too all the time. But it's never going to go 100%. There's a lot of factors in there. Just go with the flow. Always have a backup. Whether it's a trick, you know, how you're going to take off your costume or anything like that, kind of always have a little backup plan. If this doesn't go through, I can at least go into this.
That's good advice. You know, so you still get nervous when you go out there, correct?
Oh, hell yeah. Even for my bookings.
Yeah.
Even for my bookings, I don't care if I've been there a handful of times or if it's my very first time there, I always get nervous. I have a little freak out moment right before I go on stage every single time. And I like always apologize to whoever is helping me out too. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just having a little anxiety moment. Just give me a second.
I think if I were to say one thing to the starlets, to any competitor, is as you just said, things will not always go as planned. If something goes wrong, there are things that'll go wrong that are not within your control. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, don't make it look like, you know, that was part of it. You know, just make it look like that was part of it. I think, you know, last year they had a music computer crash on one of the entertainers and her music just stopped. And, you know, I could have seen some people just going into panic mode because the music stopped. And I can't even remember who it was, but she just kept on performing like the music was still going. And I thought it was a great cover, and that made her look like a pro.
Yes. Yep. You got to keep going because it doesn't matter. There's always going to be something that goes wrong, whether it be your zipper gets stuck on your costume or you fumble with a prop or the confetti popper doesn't go off right when you want. So something always happens. So just go with the flow and don't stress it because the audience doesn't know. They don't know how your show is supposed to go. Only you do. So if you, like you said, you make a big scene about it, then they're going to be like, oh, well, that wasn't supposed to happen. Now what's going on?
Okay. In the beginning of this interview, I had talked about your airport pictures. And I know there's a lot of people that are listening saying, okay, now you're talking about all this other stuff, but where can I see these airport pictures? So I want you to plug your social medias right now so everybody can go look at your butt.
So I'm going to tell everybody to visit all my links.
Okay.
Having some issues with my social media. So I'm in the process of rebuilding everything right now. Go visit allmylinks.com/MS Parker.
Okay.
Miss Parker. M.S. Parker.
Wow. Well, that made it nice and easy.
Yes. And then everything's there. You got my Facebook page, my Snapchat, Clapper, the new TikTok I'm making, my new Instagram I'm making. So everything, my OnlyFans, everything's there. So allmylinks.com/Miss Parker.
Okay. And just a little EDI plug. The EDI West is going to be at Bucks Club in Dallas. That will be April 19th, 20th, and 21st. The EDI East will be at the Pony Clubs in Huntsville, Alabama, May 24th, 25th, and 26th. Their website, if you want to check out all the entertainers that are competing, theedis.com. That is theedis.com. You can see it all right there. Ms. Parker, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me, Danny.
No problem. And all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtain can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.